Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Alrighty, are we live? Yes, we are. Oh my gosh. We're going to be talking about random stuff tonight, so let's see where it goes. But is there really any random in craps, or is it just luck, or what are we going to talking about? What are we going to be talking about? Where are we going to go? We're going to find out because Jeremy's back and he's trying out new equipment right now.
Welcome to the Color Up Podcast. Whether you're a seasoned player or a beginner eager to step up to the table, this is your lucky podcast that's all about the thrill and strategy of the casino world. I'm your host, Jeremy. With me is Jim the Professor. Let's get rolling.
I didn't really think about you tying in the randomness of the dice to...
Oh, everything's random.
We could go that way.
Definitely talk about that. Yeah, we could always talk about randomness.
This is truly
that's for
random,
certain.
Right?
Yeah.
Seahawk for life. Thanks for popping in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have lots of topics and lots of ideas for shows, but today I'm like, I don't know. I wasn't planning on being here.
Yeah, we told everybody last week that we weren't going to be here, so I was in vacay mode when it comes to show prep.
Yeah.
And then I got your message a couple of 3 hours ago saying, hey, what about topic for tonight? And I was like, wait a minute, I thought we said we weren't going to be here. But I said, I'm down anytime to hang out. So
hello,
here
Naomi.
We are.
I didn't realize. Hey, I'm like, here's what happened is I went to Philadelphia, outside of Philadelphia, for a project to work on. Okay. And I thought I wasn't going to be back in time, but we finished early. So I came back in town early and I was thinking, so the week was a blur and I was like, we told the people that we were going to, yes, this is really live. We were going to do or skip this week and then come back. Thinking in my head, for sure we skipped last week, but no, we did a podcast.
Yes, we did.
7 days ago.
Seven. 7 days, yeah, 7 days in a week.
So I'm like, we don't need a topic, but we can just say hi to the folks out there.
The faithful folks.
Yeah.
The Bryans and Mike and Naomi and Seahawk for life. Thank you so much for dropping on in and giving us a little bit.
We've got a couple news things. Yeah. We can continue our argument about 7%, which is now turned to 11%.
Going down. It's going down for real.
Yeah.
On the strip.
Yep.
I've seen some videos by some big YouTubers showing what the minimums are on strip properties on a Friday, Saturday afternoon. I think it was Saturday. And they were not high like they used to be. Although a couple of the flagship properties were still, yes, very high. But
I said. They got to react. It's just how quickly will they react is the question. And
how quickly will we react to go?
Once they burn you or whatever.
Once bitten, twice
shy.
Let's
try to move this thing up here. See if it does what it's supposed to do. Glad you're up and running. Yeah.
Hey, you want to tell them about what your new... y'all might notice some differences on... You guys here looking at it on YouTube or Facebook right now, but Jeremy's got a new camera thing that watches and follows him. And you want to talk about what that is? There you go.
Just because I tore down my normal camera and equipment and as part of the thing that
you.
I went to, the
yeah,
work
yeah.
I did. And I told Jim I'd be on about 30 minutes early to get ready for the podcast. And I look and I go, oh, crap. I forgot I didn't set anything up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it takes a while to set up the camera, the official one and all, and the lights and everything. But I just got this little, it's called a pocket Osmo. DJI makes it. It's real tiny. I wish I could show it. I could show it on the.
Yeah, if you pull up a screen or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Screen share.
So it is what I got it in a different other kind of camera about this big that I'm going to test as I'm going to a casino meeting tomorrow morning to talk about. Kind of, it's almost a done deal, so I can almost announce it, but I'm not quite there. So,
you don't want to jinx it.
But I'm going to the meeting tomorrow, and I'm bringing a couple different camera options to set up and show them, hey, it's going to be out of the way. It's small, compact, but it's going to look great.
Awesome.
And so this is just one of the options, and it just happens to have a tracking feature on it. And
now, are you going to have, when you say you're bringing cameras to show them, the idea is to show real table play?
Oh, yeah. The conversation is we're going as much as I can or want to, at minimum once a week, maybe as much as twice a week. They want to do it tape delayed. So I'm going to tell people a date so they can come and join me and join live, but I do have to delay it. They're like, we'd rather not completely live stream it just in case. Something a drunk guy jumps on the table, throws chips everywhere, something like that. But they're like, we don't need edit, or we're not worried about anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in case something completely crazy happens, we'd rather it not be live streamed. And so I agreed to that. So yeah, I'm just going to go and kind of show, hey, can I set up here? Can I set up on the rail? Can I set up? I'm hoping to put maybe a camera on the stack of chips.
Mm-hmm.
And just, hey, can a camera sit here? Or I'd really love a table camera on the table. I know some, it'll depend on security, and I know they
a lot of people sometimes allow that,
but then you could piss off a customer like, because my dice hit the camera, that's why there was a 7.
Right.
So you don't want
to
give.
Maybe you can tie them to the rails and that type of thing.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different ways. So I'm going to try to do a couple just to give them a feel for what it could look like and look at a couple different options myself as far as this, like this particular one is really wide. I'm only like less than 2 feet away, but it's a wide camera, so it'd give a wider view of the table.
Now, would you be able to talk it through and play strategies while you're on the table recording?
Yeah, I don't.
So instead of doing your 66 series at your studio at home, you could do 66 series
absolutely
live.
So there's
tape
a couple
delay.
Different ways. We were initially with Sports Grid talking about developing an actual show. They don't want to invest in that right this minute, so they're like, just do live craps, and they're like, whatever you want to do. If you want to commentate other people playing, you want to play yourself and explain the strategy as you play through, it's really open. So I'm probably going to try a couple things and just see what people like. I know one thing I won't be doing is like some
10,000
hey, we're going $500 on all the numbers,
$1,000 for each box number.
I've got $10,000 tonight, and because the casino's not fronting me money, and it would.
You're not going to be the next bluff.
I'm not going to be the next bluff. So he's, I'll let him do his thing, and I'll do my thing, and maybe show how you play with $300 or something like that. So that's the plan. I'll get to announce it, and then we'll have people.
You can't announce the place, but is it going to be high table minimum, or have you
had
any talks with table?
So that'll be part of the meeting tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, I want to make. I'm going to tell him. It just makes sense because for one thing, we're doing it on their options are Sunday, which is after everyone kind of starts leaving. They're trying to keep people there on a Sunday, and then Wednesday, which is just a really slow night for them. I said, I might be able to turn that around for you. And so they're slow nights anyway. So there's no reason they should be $15. Yeah. So which maybe the Win or Cosmo would say, no way. So you can cross those off the list. It's not like the Win or the Cosmo. It's not the
so
super
if we printed up a list, we could maybe figure it out where it's not. But not
I guess, yeah. Someplace
is.
Who would not be willing to do $10 table on a Wednesday wouldn't be on the list. So,
okay. So probably not Caesar's Palace or the place with the
fountains. Yeah, probably not right in the center mid-strip. So,
okay. All right. We'll work on it a little bit. Cameras, microphones. Is there going to be like a, and this is in the details as far as recording area, are they going to put signs up like I've seen other people, or is it just going to be exclusive you and your buddies?
No, I'm definitely, it's not going to be a reserved table. It'll be an open table. I think they talked about, because it is a public place, they can't put up a sign up, and anyone who walks around or in the casino, they don't care. Like, that's on them.
Okay.
But because the people at the table would be essentially subjects of the video, they are probably going to be having people sign a disclosure.
Like a waiver
agreement.
Thing before. Thing. Yeah. So,
hey, I realize I am being filmed. I claim no right to this film, blah, blah, blah. Something easy. It should be open to the public. And hopefully we can fill it up with Color Up people.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Yeah,
I'd like to make an extra trip for Vegas.
But if not, anyone would be welcome to join because it'll just be an open table. And but people will most likely have to sign like a little waiver. And I don't think that's going to deter anyone because they're going to get to be on the Color Up YouTube channel and be semi-famous. So why not? Why not?
That's right.
I guess. Maybe some people will. Like, no way.
Is the thought that when you're creating this content, it's going to merge together so you can eventually get it to the Sports Grid people as well?
Yeah, so I'll carve out something you're thinking of? I think they're going to give me an expanded 1 hour on Sports Grid.
Oh, wow.
That I would be able to. My idea is I'll probably go and be there for 2 hours or so on these evenings. Okay. And then I'll probably pick like the most exciting or pick like car for an hour on television. It's essentially 48 minutes or something or 52 minutes.
Hopefully somebody's got a monster role in that.
Yeah. It would fill up the whole thing period. And I have to continue on the next episode. But yeah, so that the idea would be, yeah, once a week I might do my normal studio show. And then once a week it will be live from the casino. Or live casino action.
Let me speak to you, the Sports Grid TV as a consumer.
Yeah.
Because this past week, I told you I went back to work last week, and I was at work again this past week. And every morning I get up, you've had your TV show. The times change. And at 4 a.m., you would pop up, and there would be four episodes for 2 hours. And I would, as I was getting ready to go to work in the morning, I would listen and... One day I actually heard myself on there. It was one of the times when I was helping you roll the strategies out.
Right.
But you've done dice advice ones. You've done some old ones from how to play basic stuff. So it's really cool seeing all the little different ones pop up and the way the intros work and how actually Color Up has changed. But tomorrow morning, for those of you who don't know, 6 o'clock a.m. on Sports Grid, Jeremy's Color Up show is going to be on at 6 and 6:30. So you got two half-hour episodes. East Coast time, that's right.
Very interesting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll be hitting play, but that's usually when I'm trying to go out the door 6. So
I provide two new episodes to them every week.
Okay.
And, well, by new, sometimes it's brand new film. Sometimes they go out before they go on YouTube. I think that's the case this week. And then sometimes, like, I go out of town and I'm busy, and so I, like, edit an old archived video. But I provide them with – so that's why sometimes you see some old stuff. Yes. So I provide them with two a week, and so then they air two a week. But my show has been doing really well. They said the numbers are quite phenomenal. And so they utilize as much as possible, and they run multiple reruns. Mm-hmm. So it might be on – 8 times during the week, and they rerun some of the old ones.
This past week, you probably on, and this is me,
because you said one time they ran 4 episodes back to back.
Yeah, it's twice. Yeah, okay. They've done it twice, 2 or 3 times this past week. This morning you had 2, and then tomorrow morning I think it's 2 starting at 6 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, so they're just utilizing the content. And then at this point, I've provided them with 2 30? For a week for it's in October, it's a year, so
weeks,
we're getting close on 100, 52. 100
yeah, I was gonna say 52 weeks a year. That's
Yeah, so they've got a substantial back catalog now that they throw in there too. So I have no idea or control over what they want. What should they air and stuff. But usually the ones that I send out to them each, I distribute them Sunday night. The following week, they're the ones that I give them, and then they rerun them as they see fit.
So every week there's new stuff that you put out on whatever day they release it. You don't know what's the premiere day of the Color Up.
No, they shuffle it around a little bit. But I don't know. If I gave them two episodes tonight, I don't. Yeah. Yeah. But it'll air sometime this week. But then they may mix it in with some old shows and
rewind. Yeah, because I actually saw one with the Dice Advice with Mr. Gorn. That aired this morning again, and I had already previously saw it earlier in the week. So I'm curious to see. Actually, I won't be able to tell because I'm leaving earlier now, or the show's coming on later. I won't be able to tell if it's a different whole set or if they keep rerunning the same ones that do well or whatever. So I'm curious to see how it all pans.
Yeah, I sent them early because I didn't think I'd be back in town today. So I sent them early because usually if I leave town, I send them like four or six in a row or at one time. So I think the ones that they technically have for this upcoming week are brand new episodes that I probably won't be airing until next week on YouTube. So they may be some brand new, fresh.
You're getting a heads up. Heads up. Yeah. Okay. Very good. So there's advantages to being one of the 20 people watching.
Wish I could do that. I've asked so many times about their schedule. They just said it's so dynamic and they switch it all around and stuff. They do. It is somewhat automated. If you go on their website, like it'll tell you the very next time that it's airing, but it doesn't tell you like the reruns. On your TV, you can check through and you scroll through like the TV guide thing and you can see, but it doesn't break down which episodes or anything. It just says Color Up show. And so
I did find a TV when I Google, I say, what time is Color Up coming on Sports Grid TV? And there's a thing, I think it's called TV Passport, and that TV Passport will have the starting the next morning, the day's events. Yeah, so you should check it out. I think it's called
maybe
TV
I can
Passport.
Look at something like that and then
get a hand, because you can do like today, tomorrow. Yeah, so that way people will know. And there might be 6 a.m. is what, 3 o'clock west, but when you were coming on at 4 Eastern, that's 1 o'clock in the morning. Maybe when people are getting home from the casinos, they're coming in and watching a little craps after they.
I will say for people like Crowd Pleaser and other club people, or maybe people that are listening, your experience on YouTube is probably going to be better anyway. I've recently become a YouTube premium person, so I don't get ads.
Okay.
But you can obviously go ad-free on YouTube, where Sports Grid, you're going to get ads. Two, I always cut out like the ending and the Dicer comparisons and all that stuff. I just don't have time for that in the TV shows. So those always get cut out.
Not this morning's. You actually had one.
There was one. The role was too short. I'm like, shoot, I got to fill up time. So that's okay. Rare instance. But almost always that gets cut out. So you'll get that in YouTube and you wouldn't get that on TV. And yeah, but I will say this. You're never going to see something on Sports Grid that you're not going to get on YouTube. So YouTube gets not necessarily in order of first.
But it's first.
I'm not like creating special new content that's exclusive over there. So you don't have to worry about missing out or FOMO or whatever. It's just a different venue for my stuff. Holy Roller, I think, asked about the recording in.
Will
people be
live?
Heard on the microphone, or is it just you on microphone? It's probably, I got to work, figure that out, but it's probably going to be a mixture of both.
So you'll be wearing a mic and then there'll be a mic near the camera.
Likely I'm going to have some microphones to pick up the table talk, because that's a big part of it right here in the dealer, here in the players. So I'd love to mix that in. And then when it's episodes where I'm explaining something or I'm showing a strategy or something like that, I would be mic'd close so you can hear me for sure. But I'd love for it to just to be like fly on the wall, get an experience table game. It makes it easier on me, right? Because I don't have to.
Yeah, no, I don't. I hear you, but I want you to say, teach people how to play. And maybe. You can say, watch this. Turn my bets off.
Yeah.
One roll only. Yeah. See, that's the difference. My come bet is still working, but all these other bets. And then when the money comes down, I said, look, they returned my come bet. Mm-hmm. It's like getting a little rebate or seven on a come out roll. You get your odds back or whatever. See how great that is?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things that I could do. Teaching wise, in a real game environment, people might really appreciate. But on the other hand, it might go too fast, or might be hard to explain things, or I'm like trying to gamble with my own with money.
And you got
to
start off small.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Sick. I have ideas of what I would like to see it as, but we'll get there. This is just a starting point. But it looks like I'll get to start setting up cameras and sharing footage from a casino. So. Not that other people, not that it's brand new at this point. When I started this process, no one was doing it. And now a lot of people do it. But this might be the first time that it's not like a reserve table.
Yeah, because usually when Bluff's playing, it's just him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brian with Hawaiian Crap Shooters, it's usually his crew.
Right.
The entire table's there. I'm trying to think. When Alex and David go, I think they're just down their end of the table filming. I don't know if it's a private table, though, but I think it's just them. But maybe there's other people there besides them. So maybe it could be.
And I don't know if that makes it better or worse or anything like that. Like I said, I would love for it to be just color up people around the table because usually they're a great crowd, right? They have fun.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That would be a really cool thing for your YouTube channel, too. Say, hey. You got 120 whatever thousand people. And you say, hey, on this date at this casino.
Yeah, for this month, here's the dates. I'm going to be at the casino and come out and play.
Very good.
He followed up, what will make yours different than other YouTubers? Sounds like a great opportunity. That's going to be the tricky part now. I don't know that I was the first with the idea, but I've been working on it forever, and people have passed me up and got into the casinos. But I think part of it is, most of them are, it is just them at the table and they're like, hey, watch me turn $10,000 into $50,000 or zero or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely not what I'm going to be. Mine's going to be about the game for the regular folk. So I think mine might be different in that it will be highlighting all the people at the table.
It could be careful what you wish for. You might get it.
Yeah.
Now what you're going to do.
But I would love to develop a crowd that if people are going to know the schedule when to come in, it would be fun to have regulars like, hey, this is the high roller at the table. This is the jerk at the table. This is the guy who always calls his bets off of the table. You learn.
Here's the low house edge guy.
Yeah, exactly. And have all these different kind of characters be developed. And that's ideal from my show, but which is at this point not really going to happen. Now it's going to be glorified YouTubing. But again, I'm going to feel it out and see which way we end up going, and whether it's more me on mic and camera and showing things in a live setting, or if it is more, I like the idea of it being fly on the wall. You get to see and hear everything happening at a table at any given Wednesday night or Sunday night, Wednesday night.
Will any of the crew be mic'd at all?
I don't know. It's a possibility. I could certainly do it.
Okay.
I'm going to have full access to them. And that's why they're like, you could put cameras on the other side inside the pit.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I think I can be creative and figure out what works. So it'll be cool.
Any thoughts of having a super slow-mo camera to capture footage to maybe see if dice setting influencing makes a difference?
I don't know. The two cameras
in a real table condition.
Yeah, the two cameras I'm bringing do film in 120 frames per second. So that would be substantial slow motion. It's doable. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that. I don't know. Maybe one episode will be a look at the dice as they flip and toss and turn, no matter how nice of a shot.
Now, Naomi had a little question. She says, if it is on Sunday, we'll move the podcast to a different time. I guess we'll have to.
I didn't really think about that. Sorry, Jim. I didn't put you first in my head when I'm talking with these people.
It's like I told you day one. If you got to get rid of me anytime, you go. I know there's some golfing ladies out there.
Absolutely. This camera's in front of me. I would love it if you filmed at the Stratosphere. They changed the name to the Strat. I guess it's been a while now, right?
Yeah, it's still the Strat, right?
No longer the Stratosphere.
Yeah, but even on the maps and everything, it says, and on the webpage, it says the Strat.
Yeah, it's officially the Strat. It's not Stratosphere, but I'm curious why you'd like that one. There's certainly a lot of cool options.
Maybe because it's crapless. They're the home of the crapless one.
Yeah, they started it.
Oh, when you do film, is it going to be on a regular table or a crapless table? Or both? Could be.
That'll be a question for the meeting. That is one of my questions. I'd rather it not be, but every once in a while, it's fine. I don't mind. The place does, Jim is right, it's crapless. It's all crapless? They don't have any regular games? Yeah, I don't know if I would want to be in a casino that does only crapless. But yeah, just about, not, I'm not going to say just about everyone, but it might be just about everybody has crapless now.
Oh, wow.
So okay. It could, yeah. But I certainly... I'd feel comfortable and like to show the game, the standard game, the majority of the time, to put in crapless. And then also part of that, talking to them, is how often and when can I get in there and film on their bubble machines and that sort of thing, because that content always people like. Oh, and they have 10 times odds. Okay, he likes crapless and 10 times odds. Yeah, that's cool.
I usually try to do 10 times odds at least once a trip.
Do you really get up ever that high?
Oh, yeah.
When you build it, if you haven't built it up? Because I know you start with singular duds, but you have to be in profit.
Yeah, and then I go to trouble. Oh, yeah, I have to be in profit. If I get up in big profit, I usually do it on the pass line, too. I'll say, I'll start off slow, and as the long roll goes, I'll keep adding to the odds till it's 10 times. And it's nice when it hits.
So, regardless of the number?
It stings.
Would you be like, I'm not going to do in 10 times odds on the...
Four. No, I'll do it, whatever. Yeah. If I'm up, I'll do it. As long as the roll keeps going, absolutely.
Well, and he mentioned the Strat, but 10 times odds, that's rare on the Strip. That's usually downtown, because now you're a downtown player, right?
Yeah. Now, if things keep going the way they are and table minimums keep coming down, I will return to the Strip.
Maybe we should talk about that a little bit. I know there were some new articles.
Yeah, we can pull up one or two if you want to do that.
You can try.
How about the one that is just scary for me as a tables player that you told me right before the show started?
Okay, I could probably bring that up. Let's see.
Yeah, you got it? I've got one of them. Okay. I'm just trying to remember how to bring it up.
Is it up there? Yeah.
Yes.
Golden Gate to replace. So they had shared news that, because Golden Gate has one craps table, and I like it. They have they're old school. They wear like bow ties and suspenders, and it gave a cool vibe. And I know it was announced like a week or so ago that they were removing the craps table. This Golden Gate Casino in downtown Vegas on Fremont Street. And part of the reason, no wonder you're not doing that great, because it's one of those trampoline things. We've experienced a similar trampoline type style table at Ellis Island for one of our dice cons. And I asked them the following year, hey, we can't come if it's like that again. It's not fun. Like, it's one thing to be bouncy, but it's another, you can't even keep the dice on the table no matter how you roll. It's just not fun. No. And Golden Gate had one of these, tables that just, you couldn't keep the dice on the table. So that might have been part of their problem.
Yeah.
But they were removing the craps table, but I guess the casino has confirmed that they're removing.
Love them. All table games. All table games. So that means blackjack, roulette. I don't know. Do they have what's the one where you play against the dealer?
Baccarat.
Baccarat, do they have that there as well?
I don't know. But it is interesting because I think the Golden Gate Casino is like the oldest casino or oldest running or something like that. It's been around forever. And It's the owner. It's part of the Circa D and Golden Gate.
Yes.
So I guess at this point it's like
Derek
of the family. Yeah, Derek Stevens, the owner. Mm-hmm. And he tried to frame it in a nice, I think it was like, there's a quote in here, something about, so they're going to switch to the hybrid games. Tables
and
electronic.
Less dealers. But I did see on one of the articles where they're transferring all the dealers to the D and
yeah, they said the no street. Dealers are losing their job. They're moving them to the other casinos, which is always a concern when these electronic table games came out.
Yeah.
But it's funny how they said, oh, it's an exciting new change looking to the future or something like that. I don't know where the quote is, but I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you this. On another article I have, I think it's Vegas Advantage, I'm looking at, it says, Golden Gate has shrunk its pit twice before since the pandemic. Mm. First, there were several table games in the back that were removed, and later a craps table disappeared to make room for the electronic table game. So they've been going at it for a while, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just how it's run, but the other ones are doing fine. So it is interesting, that particular one.
There's 69... casinos in the Vegas market that have live table games. And when Golden Gate removes, it's going to drop to 68. And then it says Poker Palace will close around the end of September. And that will be the number of casinos will be moved to six with live table games will be at 67. So looks like there's some shrinkage going on, to use a Seinfeld term, Mr. Color Up.
Yeah.
So it's got anything to do with the 7% or 11%?
Some places. There is an article that I don't need to pull it up, but the owner of the Wynn was saying that the claims were exaggerated about Vegas. But so the Vegas Strip is having trouble, but there are properties on the Strip that are doing great. The Wynn being one of them, which had their quarter revenues were up substantially.
Okay.
And then the state overall, the revenues were for June $1.3 billion, which is a 3.5% increase from their record-breaking June of 2024. Gambling's doing fine.
The big players yeah, are doing it. It's not like regular people, because those numbers continue to drop. The rooms and the hotels and everything, they continue to drop. Hey, George, how you doing? Roadhouse is there.
And we touched on that because the local casinos, they're also reporting numbers are up, visitors are up, revenue's up, everything's up. So it just happens to be parts of the Strip. And I think it really goes back to what we talked about is the value's just not there. So the locals don't need to go there. They can get better places everywhere else. And it's
right.
They're not going any. It's not like they're just staying home because the numbers are up. Off Strip. And then
the Californians and the Canadians are staying away.
Yeah. So the casino, the high end places, they're not being hurt. They're having record numbers as well because mm-hmm. they cater to the high roller. They're not affected by worries of the economy or job stuff. They're still going to go and do their entertainment. They're not worried about is the table $10 or $25. They're still coming to play. So it really is like the little man that is getting squeezed out mm-hmm. and deciding, hey, not to come. And you meant Canadians, that maybe that has to do with the border and tariffs and travel and whatever. There's mm-hmm. so many factors that are beyond me. But California really doesn't have an excuse other than the value's just not there for them. There's plenty of casinos in California. Granted, they've got the weird California card craps, but maybe they're included in that number of people that are going off Strip. Maybe mm-hmm. it's not all just all locals, but maybe it is California folks that are hitting these off Strip, because if they're driving 4 hours in, what's the difference? They go 20 minutes one way or the other, and they've got great gaming, great comps, people that take care of them, not $50 parking, ridiculous food prices, resort fees that are more than the hotel room. Why bother? So that's the weird thing. They've shot themselves in the foot for the little guy or the middle class. And like you said, some people, some are trying to make a change, but are they doing it too slow? Are they?
Yeah.
Is the ship turning too slow?
I know the first two Dice Cons I stayed on the Strip, and every time before that I stayed on the Strip, and then the last two times I've been to Vegas during Dice Cons, I stayed downtown. And that was partly because there was a lot of people doing stuff downtown with the club.
Right.
But we still had some people staying on the Strip. Yeah, convenience. And they had people who were staying on the Strip still, but I didn't want to feel obligated to go to a place, because when you get the free room, you feel obligated. You want to keep your status.
Mm-hmm.
And I, with my bankroll, I didn't want to be, especially when the table games were $25 from the previous year. I didn't want to go there, and if I wasn't a winner on the first night, I might not be hanging around the second night, that kind of thing. So we'll see if they get smart and stop with the parking, and if everybody else blinks and doesn't charge for parking, those places need to blink too.
Especially, yeah, and some if of them have revenue. I know, especially on the North, yeah, Strip, like I believe it's Resorts World, Fountain Blue, Sahara already had pulled parking fees. Yeah, that's, yeah, at some point. I don't know how much that moves the needle, right? Oh, parking, but it's something to think about, especially for the California folks, right? We're all driving. Yeah. It's one thing if you're flying in, you may rent a car, but a lot of people are still, mm-hmm, taxiing and Ubering and using the tram or walking. But yeah, California, yeah, people are probably coming in a car, and why just jab them?
Yeah. It's an eye poke. It's an eye poke.
Yeah.
Right from the get-go.
Yeah, I like that
term. It's like you're walking in, hey, we want $50. Ow. Right. It's a poke in the eye.
Right. Unless you're a big player, unless you've gotten whatever, gold or whatever, which is...
And that, yeah, or that you've gained,
and it has substantial levels diamond before you get free parking. It's not like lower,
yeah,
tiers.
It's not the first one. Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah. So maybe they've got to do some stuff with that. I did see some other things too, like the terms of the games. Where is that? Muhammad said blackjack's 6-5. Okay. It used to be what? 3-2, right?
Yep.
And some people who might not know about payouts and things might say, hey, what's the big deal? Well, it's tremendous difference in the two games, huge, house edge wise, mm-hmm, huge. And I don't think the pros are going to be doing that. And maybe there's some other reasons why these places are going down, but eventually they're going to be laying off people. It's going to have to change, because I think they priced their way out of it.
And yeah, I feel like down. It's not the economy overall. I think I think they've shot their own selves in the foot a little bit. They took advantage of people a little too long, a little too hard. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but
we'll see.
George said California Hard Rock Casino and Sky River, both Indian casinos, play regular. Yeah, there's some that started down in the south in the San Diego area, and they've removed them. But yeah, I've heard a couple of places up around in the north,
the numbers match the order of the pips on the dice, correct?
Yeah, so the cards, they lay out 1-6 and leave them 1-6. So whenever you roll a 1, they turn over card 1, which happens to be
the ace.
The card that says 1.
Right. Oh, there's a 1 on it? Yeah. Okay, so it's not like an ace that means 1. It's not regular cards.
Yeah, it is an ace. It's an eight, ace or
okay,
one.
Okay.
And then, sorry, right, yeah. And so then a 5 is the whatever they use, a 5, a dime. And some casinos do it different, and they print out the dice combos. There's a bunch of different ways, but they have to do it on cards, and there's 36 cards. And then some use just 6 cards, right? 1 for each dice. Mm-hmm. And if you roll a 1-5, they push up card 1 and card 5. And so in those cases, card 1 and card 5 happen to have. Is the 5 and the 1. So the dice is the same as the cards.
So if you get 1, then it's an ace. Or if it's, yeah, aces, then they both have whatever that 1. They always correspond.
Right. Whereas everyone, okay, else is mixing up the cards. You roll a 5, they push up card 5. It could be a 3 on the card. And so your, mm-hmm, 5 on the dice rolled a 3 on the card. So that's how they are. Most casinos, okay, but there are some that are getting away with it a little bit. And I don't know if it was the gaming commission or who got on them, but the ones in San Diego, at least, they stopped doing that. And the Northern California people are still doing it. So I'm not sure how that works, but
maybe
enjoy it while you have it.
More rule followers than the rest.
Yeah, I guess. But
Cole put up here, he says, they're also being very deceitful with the 000 roulette. Several casinos use their logo as 000s, and it makes it look like 00 roulette.
Yeah, they use their logo, or some lean into it and say they advertise it. Hey, there's another way to win. And so sometimes it's like a little bonus. If you hit the 000 logo one, it's, oh, you get 100-1 or something if you hit this one.
Yeah, I think, though, a lot of the places came down with that advertising after the outcry from community, because they knew that, hey, look, this is bad, and they're trying to make it sound like it's a good
thing. But it's still out there, and I go through casinos all the time, and they'll be right next to each other. And it's one thing, because, like, for instance, blackjack, a lot of times, yes, a lot of places are 6-5 blackjack now, but if you go to a higher limit table, like a $100 table, you could still get like a 3-2 game, right? So the rules are still good if you're willing to play higher. You go by a lot of roulette tables, and one, there'll be $10 roulette tables. One has 000, one has 00, and people are playing at the 000.
Wow.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Tell me you don't know by doing something that you don't know.
Right.
Whatever.
Like, it's, yeah. Right. It'd be like if there's two exact crap tables, one has triple in the field and one has double in the field. Other than that, they're 5 feet away from each other. Why would you choose the worst one? Or one has 10 times odds and one is 3, 4, 5 times odds. Why would you choose the worst one? It doesn't make sense. It's just lack of knowledge, and so they can take advantage of that.
It's kind of almost like craps and crapless craps, maybe, for me anyway.
Yeah,
like
for you as a combat player, crapless craps is a disaster. It takes the edge from...
Unless you get 9 of those suckers up there.
Yeah, with your super secret 9-point method, method, yeah.
9-point dolly. It happens.
Let's see what Cole said here. I got my first ever comp offers for free rooms at Fremont from now on until the end of the year, except for a few weekends. Got cheap airfare, so golden arm candy. Now we'll be making the trip in November. Oh, very nice.
Oh, wow. Hey, maybe they can, if you set up your place and time at this unnamed casino, maybe they can join you.
Yeah, I'd love to have them out and have her throw one of her monster rolls, right?
68.
Yeah, that would be great content.
That would be awesome if you could get that done. And as long as you don't have one of them deals where, like, the casino gives you the chips to play with, and then you have to give them all the chips back. Like, if you could do it with real money, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Let's see here. Oh, crowd pleaser. I don't know if you want to handle this one. This one might be too hot to handle. But, yeah, he's been busy. He was off on location this past week, so he has not had his chance to do his streaming.
But and I will tell you.
You are going to say.
Oh, yeah. It's for the people like him.
All right.
So there are several people. I have a sign-up bonus of 56 green coins.
Yes, green.
Which is essentially like the social casinos, it's all fake for fun. But you can get a daily 1 green coin, which you can play through in exchange for cash, essentially crypto, and then
eventually,
the cash, right?
Yeah, eventually.
But my sign-up bonus that I've been with my sponsor, I've been sharing with everyone through email and all my live streams is, hey, you use my code, you get 56 of those. So that's a big deal, because essentially you can go on, kind of cycle through them, and immediately cash out for $50, right?
In theory,
as long as you don't lose it, you still have to gamble it, right? Mm-hmm. And so people have been saying, hey, I've not been getting my 56 coins. And so I went back to them and said, hey, people are telling me they're not getting my 56 coins. I do not appreciate lying unknowingly, but I was trying to make it dramatic as I can.
Yeah,
I'm unknowingly sharing this information, and people are supposed to get 56, and they're not getting 56. So something is wrong with the back end system, not set up correctly. And so I said, how can I continue to...
In good conscience.
Yeah, promote a sponsor who's not taking care of the end customer, right? That was the deal. That's what my people are supposed to get. in lieu of me shouting out your name, like not shouting out their name, but yeah. everyone knows who they are, but mm-hmm. using the sponsor and they're not following through on their end, it's no good for me. It's no good for them either. It's a black eye for everyone. So they got to get it fixed, but they're following up on it. There's no news on that I've heard, but that's until then, until it's fixed, I'm not going to continue to say, hey, join and sign up and get your 56. Right. I can't do it. I don't have the proper information at this point. So it's on pause. That's just yeah, now how things go.
I will say this, crowd pleaser. I've worked my coins back up to 6 now.
Ooh, okay.
And
Jim is one of the people who signed up. It's a little different situation. But either way, he did not get 56. He started with 1. And you can get yeah. 1 a day. But
and I did get up over 25. And then I made a, instead of putting 1.1 as far as the cash out.
Okay.
I was watching a Netflix thing with my wife, and it was supposed to be, it was going to cash out at 11 instead of 1.1.
Which is probably not very unlikely.
And then, yeah, and I was just sitting there hitting play again, play next, play again, play next, not even paying attention. And then when I got through with it, they were all gone. And when, by the time I looked down, so then I worked it back up to 5 again, and now I'm at 6. And I'm going to try to get it back up there. So we'll see. So
Brian's one of the people who runs a stake thing. He actually has a little channel on it where he shows something daily. Yeah. And I clicked on it, I think yesterday, maybe it was today. I don't know, recently, somewhat recently. And he's now running, he's earning $100 a day now that he's kind of worked his way up.
He's got a YouTube, he's got a YouTube kind of thing yeah. or something too with it. I forget what the strategies are called, but Brian, if you're still around.
Yeah, I don't mind shouting out your channel.
Yeah,
it's like daily cash flow or something. But it is fascinating. He's worked his way up and is now essentially earning $100 a day with this thing. In the video he mentioned the other day, he had lost $400. So it is gambling. Daily cash flow with stakes. So there you go. Yeah. You could check that out on YouTube. But it's Brian Daly turning these green coins into real cash. And at this point, it's a nice little side hustle for 10 minutes a day. Yeah.
And then it's
still a risk.
Yeah, it's no guarantees.
Yeah.
Individual results may vary.
But if you can work your way up with
what
risk is it? As long as you don't actually go in and, because you can, because that's what they want you to do. They want you to take your credit card or whatever and buy some coins.
And then I remember Brian was saying something, and once you do that, you have to go through it the entire thing 3 times every day or something. Or
well, everything to cash out a. I'm not being sponsored. I say I'm not promoting my sponsor, but I'm promoting my sponsor now. But that was a great question. No, all the green coins, like you said, you had 25. You have to play.
I got up to 25.
Yeah, you have to play through those 3 times in order to cash it out in crypto.
Cash them out that day. Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't have to play it every day. You just need to
once you've cycled through it's good to go.
Once you get up. Okay.
I'm over 3,000 and started at 0 or started with 1. They give you
yes.
1 a day.
And I'm no math major, Brian, but I do know if double 0 and then triple the 0, you still end up with 0. So, yeah.
Yeah, at this math point, he can afford to give back $400 in a day and be okay. But yeah, something you can check out. He does it in a very strategic manner.
And that's going to be with the, what do you call those things? Crypto coins, right?
I wasn't supposed to mention the full name because you're not supposed to say that word, the S word. It starts with S and T and ends with K and E. You're not supposed to say that. The YouTube bots listen. No, I read the name because that's the name of his channel, Daily Cash Flow.
Blank.
With blank. Yeah. But that's one of the things the bots are like.
Just get it out for post-production.
Yeah,
if there was any production.
I'm not doing any post-production. Very minimal. Although, I don't know. Although, I got to follow up tomorrow. The podcasts were supposed to be, I sent them to them 2 weeks ago. They should have started coming out again, and they're not.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, I haven't seen them.
I got to follow up with them. But there's a couple episodes that I did like I used to do, but there are a couple newer episodes that I used AI to help take out, for instance, me going.
Takes ums and ahs.
Yeah, it takes out, and then some gaps and stuff like that. So I'll be curious to hear them. I've heard them whenever I made them, but it seemed like usually And usually our podcasts are about 45 minutes or so of actual content, because I don't usually throw in the monster roll of 45 minutes.
The monster roll, right.
On the five or so episodes I ran it through, it usually cut out about 2 to 3 minutes of us saying stupid
filler
gaps
words.
or filler words and stuff like that. You can look forward to less filler words in the podcast moving forward.
Okay.
But yeah, I do very little post-production editing. I try to, anyway.
Okay. Very good. And there's a filler word you can get out later. Look at you.
There you can see the edge of the table.
The table.
My closet. Yeah. Everything's a mess. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the volume was working good. We saw that at the beginning. A lot of people said the volume was there.
And no changes, by the way, with audio. Because it was just, like right now, my back's hurting and sitting. So, like the last couple of weeks, I sit back like this, and it's a drastic difference.
Jim's too loud.
No, it's not Jim being too loud. It's Jeremy being way too quiet and
too far away.
Should be up on the microphone.
And they really want to hear from you, not me anyway. So
I don't know about that. We're a good team.
No, definitely. We're trying.
And I certainly couldn't fill an hour by myself.
Oh, I think you could.
Like you said, you're the professional time killer sucker upper.
Yeah.
Like, you could fill time as a teacher, no problem.
That's true.
Me less. Especially like today, I didn't put it on the main channel, so we don't have as many people live with us. I just put it on my podcast channel, which at some point I got to decide what to do with that.
Yeah.
There's no reason to run simultaneously. I did it because initially I felt like it was.
Yeah,
hurting the main channel because they consider watch time, and podcast obviously doesn't do as well as strategy videos, but I don't think that was the case, and it's been doing fine over there on the main channel. It doesn't do great.
Yeah, it's not.
It has a smaller audience compared to the right strategies, but it's fine, and it's nice, and it's all contained on one channel, and so I don't know that there's a reason to keep the.
I defer to you because I have no idea.
Do promo clips on the main point in here, but what end? Like, why would I send people over here to the podcast, YouTube podcast?
So you could be like Mr. Beast philanthropy. He's got all these revenue streams and all. Brian's talking about different streams. Yeah, but you got to get up to 10,000 to be monetized now?
1,000 subscribers. So I would have to build
this. Still 1,000?
Yeah, it's 1,000 subscribers and it's like 4,000 watch hours, which I think we've got the watch time, the hours, that many hours, but I don't think we have that many subscribers. But then, so it starts earning $10 a month over there. I'm already monetized and getting my $10 a month or whatever it is per episode on the main channel. So I don't know why. There's a couple of people that watch on Facebook, Naomi. So you're not the only one. You're the only one who usually comments on a regular basis.
And usually you're the one that's live on there doing it. But I do have some people who watch on my feed because they reach out to me. And then every once in a while, they'll pop up.
Yeah, and Facebook makes sense because it's a completely different audience and platform and everything. But I don't know why I would move from the main channel and keep promoting the smaller podcast channel where it's the exact same thing. So it is nice when, like today, I didn't go on the main channel because we didn't really have a topic. I figured we might be meandering.
Well, we've got a couple doozies coming up then.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah, we got some good episodes that we've got coming up. Good stuff. But this one didn't have a topic, and I was like, I don't even know what to. So in that case, I just threw it on this channel. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe it should be like a behind the scenes channel, and I show more stuff and or use it as like a club channel. I can maybe do it that way, but I don't know.
We'll figure it out. I got faith in you. You will figure it out.
Do a podcast about slots on Color Up Slots.
Oh, yeah. Brian joking around again. Muhammad just put up there. He says he has an offer for 4 nights at the Bellagio. Very well. Good. Based on his play at Borgata in Atlantic City. Has anyone ever played craps there? Jeremy, have you ever played?
I have not played craps there, but I enjoy watching the craps play there because it's usually $50 or $100
tables. $50, yeah. Yeah,
but I love the kind of where they're at and the awnings above the tables, and it's a really nice casino, but way too rich for my blood.
And that's also one of the ones in my chip collection that I do not have a chip for. because I like Craps Fan in the Discord. He gets a chip every place that he's played at. But when I walk in there and it's $50 at the flagship property, so it's big money.
I have seen it at $25, but yeah, you go on a Tuesday morning.
Only time I've, maybe first thing in the morning. Right. Maybe that's what I need to do. But when I walk through there at night, it's $50.
Yeah.
And that's just...
That's the going rate over there. No, yeah. I haven't played it, but it seems to be... Yeah.
Beautiful place.
Yeah.
Beautiful. As far as MGM properties and the way they do it with the flowers and all that kind of stuff.
Know it was that expensive. Nice. Yeah, I guess you... But it's MGM, right? So you can take the...
Yeah, you can play
anywhere.
Stay
there, because I haven't stayed there, but it's one of the nicer properties on the Strip, so I'm sure the rooms are very nice. And then as long as you play it in an MGM property, there's... plenty of them. Go all the way down. If you want cheaper games, go to the Excalibur or Luxor or
Luxor,
whatever. Yep. I think as long as your play is at MGM, you'll be fine. You don't necessarily have to play.
And you can take, if you get on Bellagio, you get off the train. What do you call the thing? The monorail or whatever it is. Not monorail. A little tram on the west side of the strip.
They've got three ones that connect a couple hotels.
Yes.
On the east side of the strip, they got one that goes the whole way.
But this one is free, and it stops at MGM properties.
Yeah.
So you could go down there. And the last one is, what's the one with the V that starts down there? It's Vidara. That's where it gets on. So you can walk through, what's the name of the place where they're non-smoking? Park.
Park MGM.
Park, yeah.
New
York,
yeah.
Yeah, so you can walk through Park to the Vergata, you said? What's the name?
Vidara. Yeah, I think it's Vidara. Vidara. Yeah, Cosmo, that Vidara, kind of city center area.
There's another one. Yeah, yeah.
So you can go down there, and then just walk through Park.
And it's free.
You can get off at Park MGM, then walk through New York, and then cross the street over to the Excalibur. And then from the Excalibur, you can ride another free tram from Luxor to Mandalay Bay. The prices will go back up, but Luxor and Excalibur are probably your cheapest options for MGM properties. But yeah, I think as long as you go and play at an MGM property, you'll be okay.
Yeah. And I don't know if they'll give you the spot to go over there or not, but maybe they will. Usually when I look on mine with MGM, it'll be like stay 6 nights or a week at Excalibur, and it might say 2 nights on a weeknight at Bellagio, that kind of thing.
I hope you have a better week, Naomi.
Yes. Good for you, Naomi. Good seeing you. So, there you go. Excalibur, New York, price range. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and you can stay over there. You can log in with your number, and it'll show you, and you might just want to just say, hey, stay in over there. You can just stay at New York and just get up and go back to the room quickly.
But if he's got a nice Bellagio, just stay at the Bellagio and then go down to the other places to play.
Okay.
However you want to do it.
Yeah. It could be either way.
But yeah, I think as long as you play at an MGM property, you'll be fine. You'll keep coming.
That's how they get the points on.
You probably don't want to go play at the Caesars properties after you use the Bellagio, because then your offers will dry up.
Yeah.
I did not know Borgata was MGM. I didn't know.
You don't get out to the East Coast as far as playing crap.
It's not surprising that I didn't know.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun. And you can... Muhammad probably gets air to go to Biloxi or wherever, Lawton or wherever else too. So you can get out and about, I'm sure. What else you want to talk about there, Mr. Color Up, as we race over an hour for an episode that'll never go anywhere? Got luck?
Oh, here.
That's going to be a good one.
This is the camera that I'm using. This is the picture on the box.
Okay, yeah.
It's like a little guy, the building gimbal and... meant for vlogging, but it's got a really small footprint that I can put creatively anywhere around a craps table, so that's why I'm
missing. And you can put your memory cards in there and all that stuff, and the battery life lasts a good long while.
You get a little extension on the battery. And
okay, very good. Let's see.
Well,
put on here, Ma.
Unless you have something else, I think we will just shut this guy down.
Yeah, we'll do it. But don't forget, next week we got, if we don't end up with one of our big topics, which is a really great idea, That'll be your, you get what I'm doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So hopefully we get a response from those other folks and we'll go with that idea. But if not, I think we ought to do the one about luck.